Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to talk about the transformative conversation. So if you've read my book, The Inside Out Revolution, that's a book about the conversation that I've learned to be in with people that makes a tremendous difference in every area of their lives. And it's a conversation about our true nature. It's a conversation about the nature of things, the nature of money, the nature of success, the nature of love, the nature of health, the nature of the mind, the nature of consciousness, the nature of thought. And I call it the transformative conversation because it is inevitable that in looking for themselves, in being in this conversation, people wake up to a whole new way of being in the world. They often have an experience that they describe in some version of, nothing's changed, but everything's different. And one of the things about having that conversation is it is a conversation that you can get better at over time. And one of the ways I've gotten better at it over time is by having it, but another is by having mentors, by comparing notes with other people who spend a lot of their time having this conversation. And one of my dear friends is a man named Mark Howard, and he was a psychologist and a doctor and a teacher. And one of the things that he told me that made a real difference in my own transformative conversation was he said that when he was hanging out with Sid Banks, who was the Scottish mystic who first sort of started talking in terms of mind, thought, and consciousness as the underlying principles behind the human experience. Just before they would go out to speak, Mark would speak a lot about addiction, or they might speak about business, or they might do a talk about relationships. Sid would always remind them, remember, it's spiritual. And Mark thought it always, he said it always made him laugh. But what I found so helpful about that reminder is I spend a lot of my time talking to business people. I spend a lot of time talking to people who are really interested in doing things in the world of form. And so it's very easy to forget that the world of form is made of the same energy, the same formless energy as pure spirit. We think of being spiritual as something that we do, as a way of being in the world, that if I do these things, I am spiritual, but if I do those things, I am not spiritual. But spirit itself is the energy of all life. It is pure aliveness. There is nothing that is not made of this spiritual energy, so there is nothing that is intrinsically more or less spiritual than anything else. And so, remembering that it's spiritual actually means we can talk about anything and still find that deeper aliveness, that deeper truth of who and what we are, of who and what we're made of who or what life itself is made of. So in my work, we often talk about the formless and the form. The formless world before creation and the created world of form. And we talk about thought as the missing link between the formless and the form, as the energy that brings the formlessness, the pure spiritual energy, into material form. And almost everybody has a preference. Almost everybody either wishes they could spend more time in the pure spiritual energy and not have to worry about the form, or that they could spend all their time in the form and not have to worry about all this spiritual stuff. But the reality is, there's no difference between the two. In The Missing Link, Sid said, to find what you seek, abandon all thought that there is a separation between the spiritual and the physical world. And in those moments where I can see that the only apparent separation between the formless and the form is in my own thinking, I feel a deeper sense of kinship with life. And in those moments where a client or a student or just somebody listening to one of these podcast conversations catches a glimpse that there is no separation between the spiritual and the physical world outside of thought, a pervasive sense of peace and aliveness overtakes them. And while things in the world may ultimately change in the short term, nothing changes. But recognizing that it's spiritual changes everything. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.